Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Tarot Today Radio. We are the show that brings you the world of tarot, interesting guests and topics, and of course, free tarot mini readings for our live call-in audience. I'm your host, Dax Carlisle, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. I'm president of the Tarot Guild, now in its 16th year, and a master tarot advisor and numerologist. I'm also a certified life coach, and I work with my clients with a variety of modalities and therapies, including hypnosis, EFT, and neurolinguistics. I'm the founder and executive producer of the Psychic Talk Radio Network and have been a radio personality for over 10 years now. And let me introduce you to the other host of Tarot Today Radio, my fabulous co-host, Mary Brown, live from Amarillo, Texas. Mary is a certified tarot master, producer for the Psychic Talk Radio Network, and vice president for certification for the Tarot Guild. She's also a crystal Reiki master, angelic healing practitioner, angel and oracle card reader, fairyologist, and realm reader. Let's bring her on right now. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Dax. Hello, everybody. Happy Psychic Tarot Today
Saturday.
Show day.
Psychic Saturday.
I wanted to say it. How are you? How's everything going?
Well,
in the world,
it's been a lot of stuff happening. Oh my God, a lot of stuff. I have to take a breath.
Yeah.
You know, actually, that intro left me breathless. You know, I decided to rewrite the intro to the show, and Have you ever noticed all the crap we do?
I know. Exactly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. There's so much stuff. You know, I think the new intro should be, "Hi, I'm Dax. This is Mary. We do stuff."
Yeah.
You won't run out of breath. Yeah, it would make it that much easier. And we're a live call-in show. Give us a ring at 714-816-4628. The chat room is also open. I think I'm in the chat room. Yes, I am. TheTarotGuild.com/chat. The Tarot Guild has been the organization for tarot professionals, students, and enthusiasts since 2004. We're in our 16th year. And the Tarot Guild sponsors our weekend shows. And you can join us in the chat on the official Tarot Guild website, thetarotguild.com/chat. We'd love to chat with you in there. Even more like to chat with you on the phone, 714-816-4628. Press 1 as soon as you get through. That puts you in the queue in the order that you called in, and that's how we take the calls. Awesome sauce. Oh, my God. It has just been, well, ever since the pandemic, we've all been going through, you know, oh, my God. This is the thing, Mary, you know, with everybody staying home, you would think that there's less to do. I actually have more going on now than before the crisis hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Me too. I've been, like, busier. And I've talked to a lot of other people, and they've been busier, too. It's weird. It's like everybody thought, you know, like, okay, you know, we get a snow day, like a really, really long
really
snow
long
day.
One.
But, you know, I didn't get to play as much as I thought I would during the snow day.
That's right. And just bizarre things happening, you know, my partner Doug's phone dying. It was on its last legs. It was a Galaxy S7. I mean, he had to charge it every 3 hours, Mary. It was just ridiculous. So last month, we got him a Galaxy S20 Plus, you know, the $1,200 phone. Oh, my God. Anyway, so the phone comes and I go through the activation wizard, have it running in 10 minutes, everything transferred from his old phone, everything's perfect. Well, a month later, my battery's going out in my 8 Plus, my Galaxy 8 Plus, and so I got a new phone. It's a company called OnePlus. I got the OnePlus 8. Absolutely love it. In fact, I'm talking on it right now with a new headset that came with it and the new phone, but oh my God, I ordered this phone 2 weeks ago this coming Monday, got it on Thursday, and spent 8 days trying to get this activated. Finally got it activated yesterday, just in time for today's show.
Wow. Just in the nick of time.
Is that crazy? Yeah, I know. I had to get on the phone with tech support no less than 12 times, 18 hours on hold or talking to tech support.
No.
I mean, they should at least pay me back at 10, 20 bucks an hour, right? I mean, you know, I don't know what their time was worth, but I know what my times were, you know. And then yesterday, when I finally did get it activated, I was on the line with tech support, and it was right before the radio show. I got a hold of Dr. Rose. I said, Rose, can we postpone today's show? We've actually been off for a couple of weeks, and it was our return show, and also the 550th episode of Psychic Talk Radio, by the way. We were going to celebrate that. And she said, sure, we'll postpone it to next Friday because I needed to get this phone working, you know, so I could do the show.
Well, I'm glad you got it to work in time for this one.
Well, that's
oh,
all the
goodness.
Crazy stuff. You know, that's all the crazy stuff. You know, that's just one example, folks, of, you know, between that and my American Legion post, you know, here in Arizona, are we able to open back up? And then we did, and all the stuff we had to do. And I mean, oh, and by the way, the Tarot Guild has been taken off. We're getting new members, new premium members on the website, folks applying for certification, enrolling in our tarot course and everything like that. Of course, it's on sale right now, 40% off. Little shameless plug there. Go over to thetarotguild.com. And if you're new to tarot, click Learn Tarot. If you're already a professional, click Join the Guild. And your CTR certification is included. So I've been doing all of that, setting up members, sending them out their membership certificates, going through the certification process with applicants to that, you know, and getting them their certificates. It's just been crazy. I've been working harder and doing more things since the pandemic
started.
Not sitting
I mean,
on the couch with my potato chips. Yeah, you know.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And then we have, and I almost forgot about today's topic. A couple of days ago, I was thinking about, you know, the show, and it's like, am I going to have a telephone? You know, I was going to try to use Skype or something if I didn't. But we talked about this topic, you know, a month or so ago, planned this show, and I had completely forgot about everything about it. And but it's such a great topic, tarot, the world year, and birth cards. And what all that means and how they all relate. Tarot birth cards are really cool. What do you think about that?
Yes, I'm excited about the topic today. But before we get into it, I did want to share the card of the day that I posted on our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. Yeah, and if anybody hasn't joined yet, please join our Psychic Talk Radio Facebook group. You go over there. We have lots of fun over there. All the hosts post different things about their shows and different messages that they want to share with our listeners. And I post a card of the day, and the card of the day today comes from the Oracle of the Fairies deck by Karen Kay with gorgeous artwork by Ginger Kelly. And the message is about protection, saying the fairies of protection are shielding you with a magic fairy ring of love and light. Practice psychic protection before embarking upon any spiritual work. And I think the reason that the card came up today, and I've been telling people this a lot, is that if you've noticed this pandemic, this thing that we're experiencing, all the others go along with this and stuff is happening on a global level. And because of that, maybe because of it, maybe just not because of it, but what I've noticed is that the veil is very thin right now. So it's really important for everyone, especially sensitives, empaths. If you're listening to this, you need to be practicing your psychic protection. You can call upon the fairies to help you do that, and they will create a fairy ring, a rainbow light to help protect you. But you have to keep it in mind and practice your grounding and centering techniques while all of this is going on around you. And you can see that card. You can find that card by going to Psychic Talk Radio on Facebook, or you can go to psychictalk.net/Facebook, and it'll take you right
there. That'll take you right there. Yeah. And I've heard that, and it's been happening to me, too. And, I've been noticing, and I've actually heard people that, totally unrelated to, psychic things and tarot and all that stuff, just the general public noticing that they're having much more intense, vivid, three-dimensional dreams.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm getting that a lot myself. I'm getting that a lot. It's like the veil is lower. Also, another thing I've noticed with the shows is that a lot of the shows we've been doing during the pandemic, when we do the card of the day, the numerology of the day, and the message, it directly relates to what we're all going through. In fact, today's does as well. The numerology of the day, 5/16/2020 adds up to 16. 1 + 6 = 7. So it's a 7 date. The day is the 16th. 1 + 6 = 7. So it's a 7 date and a 7 day. Got that intense 7 energy. And the card of the day I pulled is the 5 of Pentacles. So the message is really through the tarot card of the day and the numerology of the day. The 5 of Pentacles, all the 5 cards in tarot, people hate to get them.
Yeah.
There's always some kind of, strife, or it seems negative looking at the images, but all cards have that. All of the cards, all 78 cards, are a spectrum of meaning from the positive pole to the negative pole, for lack of a better way of putting it. And the 5 of Pentacles sometimes talks about redundancy and loss of financial stability, worries, poverty. It's literally the feeling out in the cold, out in the snow, which is depicted in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card. You got these two individuals out walking through the snow, but they have each other, you see. And one of them looks like a leper. They have the bell around their neck, and they're on crutches. They're downtrodden. They're other meanings of this card, reevaluation of worth, a need to invest in something new. True love, because think of it. You got those two individuals out in the cold, but they're together. That's true love.
Yeah.
In the thick and the thin, And a lack of faith. Or also perseverance. It's a card of perseverance, which is a positive aspect of it. Right behind them in the traditional Waite-Smith version of the card is a stained glass window with the five pentacles on it. And it's reminiscent of a church. So I always think of a church right behind them. They're walking by. They're not seeing that there's light coming from the church, that there is warmth and help right on the other side of that wall, Mary.
Yeah.
You see. And so with that double 7 energy today, and 7 being the highest spiritual number in numerology, it's also like if your life path is 7, you're a natural detective. You want to research things. And so the message that's coming through, if you combine that with the card, which often means lack of, also this feeling of being out in the cold, and a lot of people feel that way right now during this pandemic. And this message is giving you a hint that you should seek a deeper connection to your spirituality. And I know I mentioned in the card there's a church behind them. It doesn't have to be a church. It doesn't have to be organized religion. It's researching your spiritual side, taking a class, taking a meditation class or yoga, you know, or studying some philosophy or system that you're interested in that relates to spirituality that way. So I think it's a great message that can really help us in our current situation. And we have the time to do it, you know, those of us that are still at home.
Yeah.
What do you think, Mary?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been doing that lately, actually. I've been taking this wonderful audio course, one of the Great Courses series. It's called, actually, The Roots of Religion. It's an archaeology course, and they start with the Neanderthals, you know, and go all the way up to, like, the latest, you know, finds and stuff.
I love that.
And it's been fascinating. And it's good because it gives you a sense of continuum, too, that, you know, a lot of times, you know, we can feel like, you know, we're just figuring it out, and we can feel kind of on our own if our spirituality doesn't conform to a certain dogma. And when you research, like, you know, just the history and the archaeology of religion in general, you find that, you know, you're part of a long line of people that were probably had the same questions as you did. So
yeah,
you get that
I just
sense
took
of belonging.
Right. I just actually took a course on Genesis in the Bible from. I'm trying to remember the name of the university. It's a university back east, and I took one of their online courses, and it was on Genesis. It was fantastic. Yeah, my earphones are falling out. There we go. I'm not used to these new earphones yet. But yeah, there's so much you can do and research and study and start practicing, and you know, a lot of development courses and spirituality. Like I said, a lot of people are enrolling in Tarot by the Numbers, which is my course, which fits really nicely into our topic today, because there's a reason why it's called Tarot by the Numbers, because I teach tarot and numerology simultaneously, dividing the deck up by the individual numbers, 1 through 9, and we add 10, and I explain that in the course because tarot is a unique situation. Anyway, so it fits nicely into, you know, birth cards, what are birth cards, and things along that line. Real quickly, I want to mention, I see a lot of people getting into the queue. So if you're sitting on the fence and you're listening live, get into the queue now so you secure your spot. 714-816-4628. We're going to be coming to phone calls pretty quickly here right after discussing Tarot, the World Year, and Birth Cards. That's 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. That'll put you in the queue. If you're Skyping in, what you have to do is go to the Skype app, open the dial pad, and then press 1. There you go. So, you know, we often talk on the show about numerology and how to calculate your life path number, your attitude number. In the beginning of the year, we did some shows on your personal year number, the world year number, how to calculate those. And it's your life path number that you're actually using to figure out what your birth cards are, actually. So what are birth cards? Well, those are cards. Typically, tarot folks just stick with the major arcana, although there are a few of us that have actually looked into the major arcana card along with the minors with the same number, Mary. But most people don't do that. Most of the time we're talking about pairs of cards coming from the majors based on your life path. So my life path is 6. So it would be card 6, but it would also be every card whose number reduces to 6. And in numerology, what we're talking about, reduction, is adding larger numbers together. So card 15 1 plus 5 is 6. So my birth cards are the Lover's card, card 6, and card 15, the Devil. And of all the birth cards, Mary, even if that's not your life path, it's a good exercise just to look at those two cards, because they're such a reflection of each other, yet with dynamic opposing meaning, you see. And that's what we're really talking about. I like to say people are birthed into life through the center of their birth cards, like it's a doorway.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you think about the whole birth card concept?
Well, you know, it's funny. It's like at first when I calculated my birth cards, you know, and I got them, I didn't care for them. You know, it's like I didn't want those. I didn't want those cards, you know, because I have the Emperor and, you know, and neither one of those cards really appealed to me very much. I wanted something cool. You know, I thought, oh, I want like the Strength card, or I want the Star card. You know, you think of like, you know, what are your favorite cards? I'm like, wait, I want a good card, you know. And, you know, but then sometimes, you know, for me, the way I connected to the Emperor that really gave me a different kind of perspective on it was using the Osho Zen tarot, where the, you know, most of the major arcana cards are renamed. And in that deck, the Emperor is the Rebel. And I was like, what the heck? Rebel, you know? And, I started to kind of, you know, tuning into that, and I'm like, okay, I can kind of see that. I can relate to the Emperor a little bit better that way, I guess. And, but you know, I think it's interesting, because I think that it's sort of like, it's the same with numerology in a sense, right? That you may not like your numbers, you may not like your tarot birth cards, and yet, if you really kind of dig deeper into it, you can definitely find things that resonate with you. So I think it's interesting. I think it's good to know them.
Yes, because another factor here is when you're doing a reading for yourself or someone's doing a reading for you, you could be looking for your birth cards to show up. That's an added indication about whatever's going on in the reading. That's something to look at.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the easy way to do this is we actually have a birth card calculator from the fabulous New York Tarot School page that we created, psychictalk.net/birth cards. That's psychictalk.net/birth cards. And on there, we also have links to a couple of books. One of the very few good books that have come out on tarot birth cards is actually from way back in 2011 by author Bonnie Chavez. And you can still get it, and I have a link to it. It's called Tarot Birth Cards and You, Keys to Empowering Yourself. There's a lot more to birth cards than what we can cover quickly on the radio show here. So that's why I'm recommending that you actually get both of these books. Interestingly enough, the other book came out in the same month, in the same year, 2011, by famous tarot author Mary Kay Greer. Who Are You in the Tarot? Discover Your Birth and Year Cards and Uncover Your Destiny. Yes. And then there's a link. You'll see under that it says Tarot Birth Cards Calculator. Click here. If you just click here, it'll take you over to the Tarot School website, and you can just pop in your month, day, and birth year and click the button, and it'll pop your cards up for you. So The manual way to do it, though, is to calculate your life path, which is just your complete birth date. So I'm 6/16/1964. You just add those numbers across. You get 33. 3 plus 3 is 6. So you keep adding the numbers together till you get a single digit. So you have that string of numbers. You add it together on a calculator or in your head, you're going to get 33. And again, that's more than one number. So you add the two numbers together, 3 plus 3, you get 6. And then what you kind of do, think of the majors, cards 1 through 21, and what card is that number? 6, obviously the lovers for me. But also, what cards have a number that reduce, that have a double digit that reduces down to that single digit? So that's the 15. 1 plus 5 is 6. So that's how you do it manually. Now, there are, God, I forget now, there's one or two that you actually get three cards. I think it's the Magician. Card 10, card 19. Is that right? I think that's right.
Oh, for the people that get... three cards. I thought one of them was...
Yeah.
It's the 19, 10, and 1. Yeah, so it's Sun, Wheel,
yeah,
and
that's
Magician.
What I said.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's because 19 is 1 plus 9 is 10, 1 plus 0 is 1. And then card 10, obviously 1 plus 0 is 1. So those people get three cards.
Lucky.
Anyway, lucky them. Lucky them. And so, you know, what I really love about the birth cards is that, and for I want to say, for in-depth information into the birth cards, on that same page on the Tarot School website where it has the birth card calculator, there are links to additional information. And, of course, I highly recommend Bonnie. And
yeah.
I still think it's kind of weird that they both got published and came out the same month in the same year, 2011. I just think that is very strange. Anyway, yeah. And I don't.
Somebody copy.
I'm wondering, seriously, I think birth cards were really popular then, and they kind of waned out a little bit.
Yeah.
We need somebody to come out with a new book, a new take on it, or just a refreshed, you know, book on birth cards, because I can't think of other birth card books besides those two, really. We need more. So if you're a budding tarot author, expert out there, teacher, whatever, you know, write a book on the birth cards here. Well, what I love about birth cards is it shows the intimate relationship between numerology and tarot, how the structure of tarot is based on the numbers and the elements, and that's the basis for my whole course, Tarot by the Numbers. And there's other things you can do with your birth cards besides just, some people do guided visualizations on them, you know, read up on them and the information, you know, and what they, but also each year, you know, we switch into a world year, like this is the world year 4, and everybody has a personal year number that they switch into each year. They go into a new personal year number. And what you can do is you can take your birth cards and you can look at that energy in relation to the energy of the world year, like 4. And I'm in a personal year, me personally, of 8, which is actually the world year number doubled, Mary, which is really interesting. Structure double, and 8 is abundance. And you can glean some interesting information what's going on that year by analyzing that, looking at your birth cards, what's going on. And what you could do is you can also pull the major arcana cards that relate to the world year and the ones that relate to your personal year number. Like 4 is the Emperor. But it's also death. And that's your birth card too. So this is really supposed to be your year if you think about it. because
right?
The world year number, yeah, the world year cards and number match up with your life path and birth cards. And it's really interesting because one thing I wanted to mention is a lot of people that play around with this, you'll hear tarot people in the beginning of the year go, it's the year of the emperor. And that's because they're calculating the world year number, which is just the year 20, add the numbers together, 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 0, 4, you know. It's real simple. Nothing complicated, no quadratic formulas in numerology. It's very simple stuff. But they only latch on to the card related to that year, 4.
Yeah.
The number 4 and the number, the card that has 4 on it is the emperor. Well, yeah, but so is card 13, because 1 plus 3 is 4. So every world year also has 2 cards, just like birth cards. Each year has its own birth cards, you know. And it's a spectrum of meaning, because if you think about it, there's only 9 whole numbers, and there's only 9 major arcana cards that have those whole numbers. And so if you only ever looked at that, it wouldn't give you as much information, because you would be going through the 9-year cycle. So every 4 year is the emperor, and it's always the emperor energy. No. In fact, this year, actually, in the green room before the show, Mary and I were talking about how we started out in an emperor year and went to the death card. I think the connection is obvious. I don't have to even tell you. But the thing is, 2020, you know, people weren't thrilled with 2019, and people were really excited for 2020. January came along, and 4 is the number of structure, the emperor. People were going to be able to, you know, set up structures, make plans for the future. People had anticipation. And then the pandemic hit. And man, are we in the card 13 energy right now?
Well, you know what I thought about it too. It's like I thought, oh wow, you know, we started off, you know, feeling like it was the 4 wands, and it turned out to be the 4 of swords instead. Like everybody had everything shut down for a while. You know, that feeling of like, you know, we hit the reset button in some ways with that 4 of swords. So
yeah,
wow, you know. It's that idea of like, you know, we wanted the 4 of wands, you know, the celebration, and it's such a happy card, you know. Instead, we got
to look at the minors. It shows it.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Absolutely.
And I think.
Oh, by the way.
And I. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say that. Oh,
geez.
Just really quickly.
You go, Mary.
One quick sentence. I did want to mention that that's something that I do sometimes with numerology and tarot, is I will look at those numbers, like the 4 for the emperor or even the 3 for the empress, and then look at those minor cards that are 3s and 4s as well, because I think it gives you kind of an idea of that spectrum you're talking about, of how that energy can present itself.
That's what I was talking about when I first started the conversation, about how you can not just pull the birth cards from the majors, but you can also look at the minors. And that carries through to anything you're doing with tarot. You can look at that, you know. No, I was just going to say, I saw a few people drop off the phone line. So if you're listening live, jump on the lines, because that means we're going to get to you, because we're going to be going to call shortly. But don't hang up. You're going to lose your spot. Okay, so call in now. Get your spot, 714-816-4628. Remember to press 1 on your dial pad. I see that we're at the bottom of the hour. Mary, do you want to do the upcoming shows on the network?
Yes. So what we have coming up this week on Psychic Talk Radio, our next show is going to be on Monday, May 18th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, the Wisdom of the Soul show with your host, Janice Fuchs. And that will be followed on Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, with the Compassionate Light Healing and Guidance Show with your host, Catherine Hahn. And it is part three of the Amazing You series that she's doing. And then after that, on Friday, May 22nd, 11 p.m., Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, the doctors return, finally, with Open Lines. The doctors are in show with your host, Dr. Rose Wilkerson, and our very own Dr. Dax Carlisle. And they'll be doing free tarot mini readings. And then next Saturday, Dax and I will be back at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, with our guest, Janet Boyer. Janet is coming back, and we're going to be talking about tarot spreads. Do you use them? Do you not use them? What do you do? We'll find out. And we'll also be having open lines and giving tarot mini readings. And that is the upcoming shows here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. You can find that by going to psychictalk.net/upcoming.
Wonderful. We got great shows coming up. I'm looking forward to, I got to remind Janet. She's probably forgot by now that she's coming on the show. I better remind her, hey, next Saturday. You know, it's an interesting topic to talk about, you know, and people wonder about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So always wondering about that. And
so,
I do,
you know,
have...
yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say, I do have kind of a question that came to us actually on our Psychic Talk Facebook group.
Nice.
Somebody wanted a mini reading on that, Gloria Kay, and she says, I'm struggling on my own with a mentally ill son who lives with me, has mental illness. My job crippled me in March last year. Will I ever get it right? Trouble bending over, our home has stairs. And she wanted us to take a look at her house. Is she going to be able to, her home, you know, situation? And, you know, are things going to, I guess, get better? Will I ever get it right? I guess, you know, the struggle that she's dealing with, taking care of her son who is struggling with mental illness and her job situation. I think she just wants to know, like, is her home situation going to settle down, or is it going to be all right? Her.
What? Wow, that's a lot, and a lot
yeah.
to unpack there. But I think you
yeah.
know how you phrase it into a single question helps a lot. You know, just looking at the overall. You know, first up, I get the Seven of Cups, and actually, I've got a lot of Cups cards here. A lot of this for her, it's all about emotion. Okay. And the Seven of Cups is a card that can talk about illusion, fantasy. For me, it personally, two major themes, choices and dreams. And the choices aspect that I see here is that she's dealing with so much. There's so many parts to this. It's not just her house and what's going on. Can you refresh me? Is she looking to sell her house and move?
No.
She's
just, like, you know, she has, like, trouble, like, physically as well, I guess, getting up and down the stairs
okay.
in her house. She's dealing with her son that's got this problem, you know, all of this stuff going on, and it's hard for her to,
mm-hmm.
you know, kind of manage, you know, how to come up with a way to make it work better,
yeah.
I think. Is
Well, let me just throw out the good news that what I'm seeing in the cards is, yes, you're about to turn a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to get better. I'll explain what that is in a second. However, back to that Seven of Cups is, you know, you're dealing with the emotions around multiple things. Your inability to get around the home. Your son, the work situation, you know, all these different things. And you can't attack it all at the same time. You need to find emotional stability. The King of Cups shows up, which is the most emotionally stable card. okay, you know, he's on a solid stone throne, unmovable, you know, while sitting on a really tumultuous, I can't think of a good adjective, sea, you know, the oceans, you know, like the ships are getting pushed around, fishes are getting thrown out of the ocean, all this stuff going on around him, but he's all calm, secure, and in there. So what you need to do is either by yourself, doing the research, again, that seven energy today, everything can be learned on YouTube, or go to a practitioner that does something like thought field therapy, TFT, EFT, something like that, and deal with each individual emotional struggle using some modality. It could be NLP, EFT is probably the best for this, emotional freedom technique, and do the tapping and tap away each one at a time. You can't do them all at once. You got to do one at a time and get to a stable emotional situation for yourself so that you can then logically issue and deal with it on its own merits from an analytical right brain. I always get those two confused. Left brain analytical versus the right brain, you know, artistic and emotional side. That's what you want to do. And the King of Cups card, by the way, is the central focus card in my spread. So it's the most important thing. It's the real message coming through from the tarot is establish that emotional stability first. Now, the Knight of Cups shows up. He's bringing news of an emotional nature that's going to be very positive in relation to this. And I get the Death card. The Death card is a card about the completion of a phase or cycle and the beginning of a new one. So basically, one door closing, another door opening. In the card, in the background, the sun is coming up. Dawn is breaking. So that's the good news, okay? That the cycle that you've been going through is coming to an end, and you're going to be able to shift gears, start a whole new cycle. But the main thing right next to the Death card is that Seven of Cups. You've got to get an emotional handle on each emotional issue using either going to a practitioner or using the techniques yourself. That's what's coming up in the cards. That's the message. What are you getting, Mary?
Well, oddly enough, the card I have overlooking everything else is the Seven of Cups.
You're kidding me.
So, no, that's what's so, you know, I don't really have too much to add to anything you said about that card because you covered it pretty well. You know, but the couple of things that I do want to say here to Gloria K., is this, that underneath that Seven of Cups, I have the Nine of Swords. And so I feel like this sense of overwhelm. And I also feel that, like, with the Nine of Swords, I think, you know, part of what she said in her question was, like, will I ever get it right? And to me, a lot of times with the Nine of Swords, it's like somebody who's, like, it's almost like they're tormenting themselves or, like, beating up on themselves too much. You know, so I want you to kind of, you know, just deal with what's right in front of you on a day-to-day basis, one day at a time, and take it easy on yourself, for goodness sakes. The Sun card comes up, too, and it's underneath all that energy, like that joy, that bright light has been pushed down. You got to bring it up again. You got to open up to that and take in that sunshine, that warmth. And find different ways to do it. The other thing I would say about the Seven of Cups is saying, like, look, you know, we may have more options than we're actually able to see because our brain, you know, the Nine of Swords are happening on the mental plane. We've crowded our head with a lot of, like, the negatives, right? And so we got to deal with what's real, what's happening every day to day, and not with, you know, what if this, what if that, because those what ifs can just make you really shut down. And then, you know, look, I am with the Two of Wands. I feel like, you know, there's choices that you can make maybe in how you handle these responsibilities that you have. And the other card that comes up here is the Queen of Pentacles. To me, Queen of Pentacles is a terrific energy to embody, you know, to what degree that you can, you know. To me, the Queen of Pentacles stays grounded, is very, you know, kind, generous, giving, loving, all of that, but also, you know, can be somebody who has the ability to keep their center, kind of what's blowing around them. There's also that protective mothering energy of the Queen of Pentacles as well. So, you know, there has to be a balance, you know, and I think that Two of Wands is also alluding to like that need for balance in the choices that we make going forward. So that's what I've got to add to it for Gloria. And thanks so much, Gloria Kay, for your question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to comment on what you said, because that was some really good stuff, Mary. You know, I felt the same thing, you know, just in you reading out what she had asked about that, you know, like self beating yourself over the head kind of energy, you know, and I love what you said about underneath, you know, the sun card, the sun energy, that happy, positive energy, it's there. And you just need to let it come up. And it reminded me of a quote, because I talked about, you know, EFT and, you know, tapping away the issues and things like that. But it's also focusing on the negative. And what Socrates said was, the secret of change is to focus all your energy not on fighting the old, but on building the new.
Yeah.
So
that's a great quote.
Another little clue there. Yeah, I really think she would benefit from both. I think she should do the EFT tapping, but then she should also, in EFT tapping, you can actually tap in the positive. And you need to focus on, okay, you did this whole description of what's going on in your household and what you're dealing with. Okay, how do you want it to actually be?
Yeah.
Write it down. Focus on it. Yeah, exactly. So real quickly, I wanted to mention for everybody, if you missed it, you know, maybe you just called in or just tuned in now and you missed the discussion on birth cards, I want to send you over to that info page again, psychictalk.net/birth cards. We got both of the birth cards books that we mentioned linked there, as well as the birth card calculator. And when you click on that, you'll go over to the Tarot Schools page. It gives you instructions and it has links to other information. Go to psychictalk.net/birth cards. Okay, so let's see. Are you ready for the first phone call? We'll see who's been waiting the longest here.
Yes.
Area code 863. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Right.
Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia.
Hi.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad to chat with you today. How's everything in Florida?
Oh, nice day. It's in the mid-80s, so it's nice.
Perfect.
Out. You know, it's so crazy, Dax. I was listening to you, and I went over to that link you said to find the birth card, and I think our numbers are the same, because I got the Devil and the Lovers also, and it was 33-6. I was like, oh, my gosh, that's so crazy. He just said it.
Yeah. Synchronicity.
So. Yes.
That's
pretty
great,
cool.
Julia. I want to interject something. I want to interject something real quick, Julia, because – you said that when you added up your birthday to get your life path number, that it was 33, and then 3 plus 3 is 6. Is that correct?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. The reason why I said that is before the last reduction to a single digit, if you end up with a double digit like 11, 22, 33, or 44, that has special meaning. Those are what's called master numbers. And the master number 33 is the master healer master teacher number. And so those folks have a higher calling. You and I both are master numbers 33. And it's not that the sixth energy is not there. It is, which is hearth and home and helping people, and it, which fits in perfectly with the master healer, master teacher number, if you think about it. So all it means is that, you know, if you're not, you know, not working the energy, the 33 energy, you just reduce to the six energy. Not that that's a bad thing, you know, but being a 33, you're actually meant to teach and you're meant to heal people. So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I think so far in my life, I've been doing more of a six because I was a homemaker, wife, mother for,
yep,
you know, a 30-year
yep,
marriage.
Absolutely.
But now I'm divorced, and this is like my second act, as they say. So now I'm trying to figure out, you know, what's my passion, what.
I just want to mention that what you just said reminded me that what we find is, especially the higher the master number, like a lot of 11s get into their 11 energy pretty quickly. They're a lot more common. There's all master number life paths are extremely rare, but 11 is the most common. 22 is rarer. 11 is the master illuminator number. 22 is the master builder number. 33 is really rare, and 44 is unheard of. So the higher the number, the master number is, the longer it takes us to realize it and get around to doing anything about it. Most 33s come into that energy and come into their own and what they're supposed to be doing in their 50s and beyond. Some as early as late
40s.
Oh, wow,
that's a relief.
Yes, you are.
I was thinking I was missing the boat.
No, I wanted to. That's the thing. I wanted to let you know that you are right on track. You're doing exactly. And if you think about it, it takes time to develop that wisdom to do the master healer, master teacher energy. So right now, you know, if you don't have the education in it, you should be studying those things. You should be studying the higher concepts. You should be studying the spirituality. You should be studying healing modalities like Reiki, crystal healing. I don't care what you're drawn to, but, you know, those are the things that you should be studying right now. But you probably called in with a burning question. Do you have a burning question for us? It's Mary's turn to go first, by the way.
Well, thank you for all that. That was amazing. And thank you for reassurance that I've not missed the boat, that because I am in my 50s, and I was thinking, gosh, you know, I feel like, you know, I should have been doing more, or, you know, something,
uh-huh,
you know, do something important with my life.
Well,
I'm really struggling with finding passion. So,
yeah, I just want to reassure you because I'm in the same exact boat. You know, I did study these things earlier on in my 20s, 30s, and 40s, but I never thought of like doing it as a career till I turned 50. And here I am, 55, just barely getting going on the – see, I always did the teaching side, you know, teaching tarot and doing tarot readings. But I want to get more into the healing side, and so I'm launching that this year, let alone. But did you have a burning question for us, Julia?
You know, I was just, you know, general kind of what's coming up because I know I need to make life changes, and I'm kind of – like struggling right now, sort of, you know, I'm too much in my head about things, thinking about, worrying about, you know, being stressed out about. So I just, you know, kind of wanted sort of a general of maybe what's coming up for me. And it's just as a side note, my daughter is also a 33. I thought that was kind of wild. I'm September 16th, 61. She's February 4th, 1989.
There you
and
go.
We're both 33 sixes, so I just thought that was kind of interesting that, you know, I don't know, it just seemed interesting, you know, that we were the same number. So it's like,
yeah.
Anyway.
That is interesting.
So.
So you just wanted a kind of a general outlook, right, of, you know, what's
yeah,
what's on your
general
path next, right? Where is
yeah,
it headed?
Yeah.
Where? Okay. I guess I'll go first since Dax went first the last time. And okay. So, you know, this is interesting. The first thing that I get is the Emperor card, and then the Emperor goes right into the Chariot, which is terrific. And to me, what this is talking about, you know, we talked a bit about the Emperor during the course of this show when we were talking about the world year number and, you know, the calculating birth cards. The Emperor is one of my birth cards, actually, because I'm a life path 22. But, you know, so it's the Emperor to me is about stability, a sense of security, about having things in order. And the thing that's kind of interesting to me also is this. Above that is the Three of Pentacles. So I feel like what it's saying is that, you know, going forward, what's ahead of you is going to involve possibly like some sort of teamwork, okay? You know, mountains, you know, on your own all the time, right? And with the Three of Pentacles, it talks about working partnerships, working together, even if that is just within your own family, of getting everybody on the same page so that we can build something together, so that we can make things work and function well. The Seven of Wands comes up in the past position, and usually like with the Seven of Wands, you know, it's sometimes where we can, you know, kind of have our guard up a little bit. So that's something that I would kind of say, you know, is something to explore. Is there anything that you want to accomplish going forward that's going to require cooperation from others? And again, this can be within your family or friends. And how do we kind of, you know, get that cooperation to happen? And it usually, in order to get people on board with what we want to do, we have to come up with a plan. So, and the Cherry card, that was actually a great card. You know, it's like a card of success, a card of other message to me with the Cherry card is this. Again, it's about strategic partnerships, strategic relationships. If you look at the Chariot, you've got in some cards two sphinxes, which generally nobody has. They're a sphinx, but you know, they're the horses. And so the idea of being able to move forward and have that success and whatever we want to accomplish, those horses have to be working in sync with each other. They can't be pulling in opposite directions. So I feel like that's kind of like a big message, is like whatever you do want to accomplish going forward, that it is going to involve maybe strategic partnerships, is going to involve the cooperation of other people. And the way to get that cooperation is to have a plan that they can get behind. So let's see what Dax is getting.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. That was amazing. I'm glad that things are
going to
move forward.
Yeah. I mean, these are all good cards, you know, really.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I just have a little bit to add. I mean, I'm going to tag on to what you said, Mary, about the cooperation thing. I got the Five of Wands, which is often a card in rivalry. But also, if you look closely, you know, maybe the individuals aren't in a fight there, but they're trying to do something with those wands. They're very big. Like tent poles, maybe they're trying to build a tent together, you know, so it's like a group of people coming together on a project. Maybe in this situation, in the card, it's a little disorganized at first, you know, by looking at the card, but yeah, I think it's hinting towards what you're saying, Mary, for Julia there, and Julia, you mentioned all the thoughts and ideas, and you know it's coming up in the Two of Swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas, and she's sitting there with the swords crossed. It's two different thoughts, two different directions she could go. She's got a blindfold on. She's either unwilling to make a choice or unable to make a choice. Okay, and I think that's a hint that a lot of this boils down to you just deciding to do it. The central focus card, I just want to tell you a couple more. One hint is the central focus card is the Nine of Wands. Wands is the fire energy. It's following your passions. You already have, this card tells us, you already have a lot of the skills and abilities and wisdom to work that 33 energy I was talking about. One thing that's remarkable in the card is that eight of the nine wands are lined up behind him. He has them as resources, but he's only holding on to one wand. It's saying grab a single passion now and run with that. How can you take a passion of yours that hopefully relates to, you know, teaching something like that or healing other people? You know, how can you create value for somebody else? If you need a hint, the Six of Cups shows up, which is the nostalgia card. It's indicating age six or a little younger or a little older. You know, so somewhere between, I don't know, four or five to like seven. You know, 7, 8. And during that time, what was your big passion? What made your eyes light up? You know, I think back, I wanted to be a doctor, you know, and but I discovered I didn't like cutting up bodies and blood. So instead, I decided to counsel people and you know, just talk to them and work with their brain and not have to, you know, do any of that nasty stuff. Anyway, but so, you know, my the seed of what I'm doing now in my 50s comes from when I was 6, 7 years old. So look back there. One last thing that the tarot is giving us a clue on is the Tower card. The Tower card is sudden change, abrupt endings of relationships, unexpected events, but a subtler meaning is a shift in foundation. And you've already had this shift in your life where you went from, you know, 30 years married life to the divorce, and now that sets certain things up for you. And what the Tower card is saying is you need to do a even bigger shift in foundations. Let go of things that are no longer serving you. Relationships that no longer serve you, belief systems that no longer serve you, physical objects, things that are packed away in your closets, in your garage that you haven't seen or touched in 6 months, 6 years. Get rid of all that, and also ideas and projects and concepts. You know, you were talking about all of those ideas. Get rid of the ones that are not serving you, and like in the Nine of Wands, focus on that one. It doesn't mean you can't, you know, revisit those 6 months, a year, 3 years from now, you know, and bring those into the fold, you know, but focus on one thing to focus on right now.
Okay. Well,
all right. Well, thanks for the call, Julia.
Thank you so much. Goodness gracious, you guys are amazing. I took all kinds of notes. Thank you.
Great.
That's great.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for taking
for
my call. This has been amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great day. Stay well.
You too. I love the synchronicity. I couldn't believe that synchronicity of her being a 33-6 just like me and us.
That's
just
wild.
Talking about birth cards. You know, this stuff doesn't happen accidentally, folks. It's the universe going, yeah, this really worked.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, my God, the calls are lighting up like a Christmas tree. Well, we might have time to take another call, you think, Mary? One more call? Or?
Let's do it.
Okay, I want to let everybody know, if we don't get to you today, that we apologize, but we're here during the week, you know. So, you know, Catherine will be here on Monday. She has a live call-in show. I'll be back on Friday with Dr. Rose on the Doctors Are In show. And then I'll be back with Mary and Janet Boyer on Saturday, next Saturday. So plenty of time to call in. Also, in between shows, remember, you can book a private session with us. You can go over to psychetalk.net/Mary. and book a reading with Mary. Do a private session. You know, maybe you don't want to, you know, air your dirty laundry live on radio for tens of thousands of people to listen to. I don't know. And the best page for me is my page on the Tarot Guild site now, because I haven't really updated the Psychic Talk one in a while. And I've got, you know, all the sales on my stuff. Everything is on there. So go to thetarotguild.com/Dax. Okay, let's see. Who's been waiting the longest? Looks like area code 412. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Jessica from Pittsburgh.
Hey, Jessica. Hey, Mary, Pittsburgh.
All right, Pittsburgh. Love Pittsburgh.
Thank you. I wanted to find out, you know, I was looking for a job before all of this started, and obviously things have changed
right.
a bit. I wanted to find out about employment for me.
Okay. Employment.
Shuffle, shuffle, shuffle.
Shuffle,
let's
shuffle.
See what comes up.
And
let's
I went on your website and did my birth card.
Oh, cool.
What was your birth card?
Hangman and Empress.
Oh, it's three.
My birthday is 11/22.
Oh, my God. You have two master numbers in your birth date, 11 and
yes.
22. Wow. And then you've got that three energy, which is creativity and communication. You know, that's really what you're supposed to be doing. And I don't know if that relates to what you've done in the past or what you're planning on doing in the future, but you should definitely take note of that. Just put it to the side, make a note. Creativity and communication is really what you're supposed to be doing. And you can do creativivity and communication can be so many things, you know, creating
right.
things. Architects create things. Well, and so do painters. Well, and
I'm not a
you
painter.
Know,
I'm more on the architect side.
There you go. Yeah.
Oh.
And like communication, you know, here we are on the radio, you know, being a broadcaster is communication. Writing books is communication. Teaching classes is communication. So just you know, over the next few days, mull over that in your head. And what the tarot was saying, okay, you're worrying way too much about this, by the way. That's coming through. You're actually in a good position. The Seven of Wands indicates you're actually in a good position. Now, it may require you to think outside the box and take what you're passionate about and realize a different way of working because of the current situation, you know. And
right.
I don't know if you normally worked with groups of people or for a company, at an office, at a place, at a location.
I've done a few different things.
Mm-hmm.
From working in a corporation to owning a business with my ex to, you know,
yeah.
consulting on my own.
Oh, there you go. And, you know, with that three energy, you are really good at communication, and that includes online communication, you know, and what you don't know, you can learn. And
exactly.
You should really start looking at that. What am I really passionate about? It's just like with Julia. And you know, sometimes we sound like a broken record because we say a lot of the same things to a lot of the callers. It's only because it's true of every single person on the planet. The key to success is to discover and solidify your passion and then find where that intersects with other human beings. How do I take my passion and create value for somebody else? It's that simple. Simple formula. Very simple. During this whole crisis, I've been telling, you know, all of our callers and listeners for months now that you got to look at the silver lining. You know, we're all worried about the situation. Look at the vast opportunities this is providing. People are recreating their industry. People are learning new ways of doing things. How can they do it from home, you know, for instance? And a lot of people are starting over, you know.
There's going to be a lot of new industries that are born out of this
that
crisis,
too, yeah.
for sure.
Yes. So take advantage of this, all right? And the Eight of Pentacles shows up, which is diligently working on this. So what you have to do is, if you're, you know, sequestered at home, like a lot of us are, is that you have to put a level of discipline in. That's what this card is talking about. So you create a schedule for yourself. Not that you're working right now. So your work is to work on your work. Your work is to work on what you're going to be working on. Yes. So you set a schedule for yourself, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. or whatever you want to do, or 6 hours or whatever. And wake up at 6 a.m., do it from 6 a.m. to noon. I don't know. You know, whatever fits your schedule. Maybe you're a night owl like me and you do it from 9 p.m. till 3 o'clock in the morning. I've done that too.
I'm a 3 a.m. to 9 a.m.
There you go. Yeah, don't forget to get the exercise in, though, too. But the thing you want to do is you want to create a set schedule for yourself where you are doing something every day that moves you forward towards this goal of creating this new. Don't worry about getting a job. Don't worry about, none of that is showing up in these cards. It's not talking about, you know, finding a business that you can work for, but rather you creating your own business is what the tarot is talking about. But let's see what Mary's getting. Maybe she's got some hints and ideas here. Mary?
Yes. I'm getting a lot of different stuff here, but ultimately it's pretty good. And the main central focus card is the Six of Swords, along with the, Six of Swords kind of, you know, they're on a boat, and to me it's a card of things getting better. So, you know, that's the short end of the message there, is that, you know, things are going to start looking up for you, and you have more options that are going to become available to you than maybe you are, you know, thinking of. You know, the one card that I have that kind of concerns me a little bit is the Four Cups, and that's underneath everything else. So it could be, in the Four Cups, sometimes we can miss opportunities, or we can, you know, kind of have the attitude of like, well, I'm not even going to look at that. You know, I don't even see why I would, you know, anything that would be there for me. So you want to make sure that you're kind of looking at all your options, which I'm sure you're doing anyways. And the High Priestess comes up here, which is a great card of in wisdom, intuition, following your gut feelings that are going to lead you to, you know, what you're looking for, essentially, what's going to be successful for you. But there's a lot of duality going on, too, with the cards that came up. And you want to hear something weird? You know, I'm focusing on your reading. I pull the cards and everything, and then my just one of the crystals that I have, because I always have crystals around, I just kind of was looking at that, too. I'm getting these images of, like, black and white, like the where you're going to find success is really in, like, the gray shades, you know, to look at the sort of in-between kind of opportunities, you know, because it might not match up with exactly what you think you need to find right now. You might find something that is like sort of an offshoot of that particular kind of job. And for some crazy reason, this sounds really bizarre to say to somebody, but I'm seeing all these like symbols of deer for some reason, you know, the animal deer.
Right.
I don't know why
that
is. But that's coming up a lot too. So that might be something else to kind of explore, because there's a lot that you can find about deer symbolism, that kind of thing. A couple things that just, you know, pop in my head are about how the deer, you know, often they shed their antlers and the antlers grow back. That idea.
Well, funny enough, the only thing that came to my mind when you said that is I've gone through a really long, drawn out, nasty divorce situation. And I've done a tremendous amount of meditation and reflection and personal growth over the last, you know, 5 years. And I'm literally just coming out of it. Like, it's for the first time in 5 years where I'm not panicked 24/7. So I think that is that I'm through that hell.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It makes sense to me. That's what I'm talking about. Like, that idea of regeneration. You know, you finally shed it, you know, like a deer sheds its antlers, you know, and that,
yeah.
that idea, you know, and deer are very sensitive and they're very intuitive, you know, so those are just, you know, some things that come up. I think that things are going to turn out really good for you. And I think you've got more options that are in opportunities coming up than maybe seem apparent right at the moment, you know.
Can I ask a separate question? Because it's something I haven't thought about in probably 8 years, and I just started to think about it in the last month. Do you see any upcoming romance for me?
Romance.
I mean, I've really put a wall up.
Right. Well, you know, the thing that's great about when we put a wall up, you know, we do that as a defense mechanism, we do that to protect ourselves, but the thing is we built the wall, and so we are the ones that have the full ability to also decide, like, do we want to put a gate in the wall, do we want to tear the wall down, do we want to put a fence?
Well, I'm for the first time in like 8 years, I literally want to knock the wall down where it doesn't exist.
Awesome. Right. Oh, that's wonderful. And so, you know, do we see romance in the future there? Yeah, lover's card, six of wands, and
oh,
the
my
three
God.
Of cups. So
awesome.
Romance, isn't it great? Romance may come by, you know, putting yourself out there with the three of cups, you know, kicking up your heels a little bit, having a good time, making friendships first so that you really get a feel for the person instead of, like, going on a blind date or that kind of thing, or going out
right.
with friends. You know, that kind of stuff. And, yeah, so that's what I get on that. It looks good to me. I think, you know,
yeah.
I, like, give yourself, like, about, you know, 2-3 months, you know, as
mm-hmm.
far as our expectations of when that might start happening. Dex, did you
that's
have
the
anything
timing
to
card.
Add to the...
I pulled some cards. That's the timing card I got was three months. And the Seven of Pentacles, you know, reevaluating the situation, having patience, and just taking a look at it so that you can move forward. And then the Page of Cups, Knight of Cups, you know, all really great cards.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, thanks
awesome.
For calling.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thanks. Thanks for the call, Jessica.
Okay,
enjoy
bye.
The rest of the weekend. Bye-bye. And that's the end of the show, but we'll be back next week. And, oh, gosh, I didn't do the upcoming show, so I can't remember. What's the topic again? Janet
next
Boyer.
Next week
and...
we'll be back with Janet Boyer talking about, do you use tarot spreads or do you not use tarot spreads? Why?
I
Why?
Love that one. Exactly, yes. And by the way, in typical Gemini fashion, I do both.
Yeah, me
I
too.
I sort of do, and sometimes I just pull cards, you know, and typically, you know, we'll talk more about it next week, but, you know, it's one of those things. And a lot of people I've been talking to, I remember it started as a conversation on the Tarot Guild group, which, by the way, we're over 6,200 members on our Facebook group to thetarotguild.com/Facebook. Or if you're on Facebook in the search, just search Tarot Guild and join the group there. Great conversations going on right now about tarot and a lot of related things. But a lot of the people were saying that you know, some were like, I don't use spreads. Actually, a lot of people were, I don't use spreads, almost all of them. But then as more came in, it was like a few I use spreads, and then others, I do both, you know. And
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I mostly don't really do spreads, but I do. Like, there's a particular spread that I use on the radio show to expedite quicker information on the air, you know, which I – now carry over and use it in my regular readings. So next week I'll explain all that, and can't wait to hear what you do, Mary. And curious about Janet too. I think Janet said that she doesn't use spreads.
Yeah. It depends, but we'll talk about it next week. That's going to be fun. Yes.
This was a lot of fun. Boy, this was a great show. And finally back on the – I've been off the air for forever, you know, because we took a break and then the break kept getting extended. Too much going on. But, God. A lot of fun to finally be back on the air with you.
Yes. It was fun for me, too. And I hope our listeners had fun. We wouldn't have a show without you guys and all our callers. This was great.
Yeah.
Our questions
from
Facebook.
Thanks to all our callers and listeners. And goodbye, everybody. Goodbye, Mary.
Bye, everybody. Bye, Dax.
Good night, John Boy.
Good night, Mary Ellen.
Thank you.